Hey, what's up, family?
This is Got Life and In Between, hosted by Dalali and
Walali, and together we are
Dalalis. Hey everyone, welcome here again to another episode of Got Life and In Between. Today I'm very excited because I have a friend, a sister, a classmate, a schoolmate here with me. Her name is Jacqueline and she's a YouTuber, she's an entrepreneur, like she is everything. Like I actually really admire her, one of my most admirable friends, and I'm going to give her like some time to introduce herself because she deserves it. So Jacqueline, over to you.
Okay, so hello guys, I'm privileged to be here today. And as Ophelia has already mentioned my name, Ophelia, you did, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so I'm Jacqueline Yeboah, and I'm a YouTuber, a content creator, event MC, and a lot more. I think that's all for now. Yeah.
Yeah, she's just being humble, but she's a lot more than that. Okay. Okay, so today, Jacqueline and I are going to be talking about the topic, 12 lessons we have learned at 25. Granted, Jacqueline is like about two or three months shy of 25, right? But she still gets it, right? Because she has all these experiences. So we are just going to dive right in and get started. Jacqueline, what do you think is one of the most important lessons you have learned so far at 25?
Okay, so I think one of the most important lessons I've learned for the 25 years we've lived on Earth is the fact that you should always believe in yourself. No one would do that for you, but I think everything begins with you. Even before, I know God has a plan for all of us, but first of all, you need to believe in what you can do first before. If not, whatever thing you've set there for yourself wouldn't work out. Yeah, it all starts with you.
I totally agree. I think that having a lot of confidence in your abilities and putting value on who you are really matters. I totally agree with that. The second lesson that I will raise here is you are responsible for how you act, right? I think that most of the times we tend to blame others for our actions. We tend to, this person did this. That's why I did that, right? But like, how we act, our reactions to things, they are our responsibilities. Jacqueline, do you want to add a little bit to that?
And sometimes I just feel that people want to put the blame on people in order for they themselves to feel better. Mm-hmm. That is one lies that sometimes things will happen, but we would want to put the blame on other people just so we could feel better. But I think that is not the right way. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there are certain situations which you might be very responsible for it. You should take responsibility for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. What is another lesson that you think you have learned so far?
Okay. And another one is there are no failures, but only lessons. Mm. And with this, we go through a lot. No, even in relation to, even with regards to relationships, we have a whole lot of failures in that with business and a whole lot. But I realized that they are all lessons. Sometimes you can even move out of a relationship and you think it's probably a waste of time or is that. But one thing I would want us all to know is that it was never a waste of time and it wasn't a failure. The business that you had tried, it wasn't a failure, but rather, there are lessons. You learned a lot from it. And moving on with your life, you probably wouldn't want to repeat those same mistakes again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you said really reminds me of this story that my friend once told me. I think he was going through so much and he was telling me about the fact that after WASI, he was not able to get into the university and all of those things. And he really struggled to get into college just because of his financial situations, right? And then one time he was talking about it and I felt so sad for him. But he was like, you know what? Like these lessons, I'll be able to tell my kids in future. And what is life if you don't fail a little, right? When you fail, you get up and then you do better, right? So like,
So I think I also agree with him. That is it.
Yeah.
And what about you, if you were anything else?
Another thing that I'll say is don't compare yourself to other people. I think that comparison is a thief of joy.
Yeah.
Like you may say,
social media.
You may say that, oh, this friend has this and I don't have this. Look at how much this person has accomplished. Oh, look at the car that they are driving at this age and all of that. But you know, it's their life. I think that in life, there's one thing we all need to know, that everybody has their own, like, you know, pace, right?
Yeah, you go according,
exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. You go according to the pace that God has set before you, run your own race, right? So, yeah. Comparison is a thief of joy.
That our generation, we really suffer from that. We often compare. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because there's social media, everything is global now, like there's internet everywhere and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of compare our lives a lot. Even earlier on today, I was with a friend and we're just discussing that there's this young guy who is very successful. I don't want to mention his name, but very successful in the food business.
Mm-hmm.
Very young. And there are other people too who are also starting up the same business. I think he grew up in the business very fast, and he has over I think 16 branches of his food joints right here in Ghana.
Oh, wow.
A very young person. And probably someone out there might think that, okay, I'm not doing well. Just trying to look at what he is doing and looking at what they are doing, and they feel that they've not done anything. That's the whole thing. So I just feel that we often compare a lot, which some of us, we don't care, but a lot of our friends, our colleagues, do care about that. They care about what the other colleagues are achieving, and they're like, I wish I were with them. But I feel there's a lot more to it than they even say. So just be happy for them, but don't compare.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I agree. What other lesson will you add, Jacqueline?
Okay, so nothing is permanent except God.
Mm.
Yes. With regards to this, the friendships are going to end.
Yeah.
I mean, our relationship with our parents, sometimes they would, it's not even sometimes, it's destined that either of them would probably pass on. Their life is not going to be forever. So nothing in our lives is going to be very permanent. Regardless of the situation you find yourself in, I feel that it's never permanent. Sometimes you might even give up on your faith. You feel that maybe God is not on your side. You feel that everyone has abandoned you and all that. But we should just know that nothing is permanent except God.
Except God. I totally agree. I think that when I was in high school, I really dreaded high school. I think I've told you this story before.
I know.
Like those 3 years were the worst 3 years of my life. And like even that passed away. So I'm just like, okay, nothing is permanent. And sometimes when things like leave our lives, when people leave our lives, when we lose things, we should just know that they're all part of the process, right? And it's just meant to happen that way. I think that the lesson that I will add here will be, you cannot avoid heartbreaks, embrace it and learn and try to love more. Some people, like when they get their heart broken and stuff, they just, you know, they're just there. They just don't want to move on. They don't try something new. It's like they're stagnant, right? But then I think that one of the greatest lessons I've learned in my 25 years is that, like, heartbreaks will happen. People will hurt you, right? But, like, it's not... Just know that you are created as, like, an emotional being. You are a person. You have feelings and stuff, right? And people will hurt you. People will make you sad. Like, people will leave you and stuff. Your heart will be broken. Like, you just have to learn the lessons from that. Embrace it and then move on.
Yeah. So as a victim of one, just to add something that Ophelia knows this, probably I wouldn't go into details here, but that was just yesterday. I got a call from a lady professor to meet her at the office. So I think she chanced upon a video of mine on my channel where I talked about my heartbreak, and she realized I cried and all that. So we were talking, then the last thing she asked me was, so am I going to date again or all that? I'm like, oh, sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
She was surprised. And she said, she thought I was going to say, oh no, and like I'm not ready, and I'm not ready to give my heart out and all that.
Yeah.
So very surprised that I said that. And I said, what, it has happened. And I'm a very young person,
mm-hmm.
getting my 25th year. So I'm like, I should be focused on love. Even God is love.
Mm-hmm.
That is the whole point of it. And human beings are bound to break your heart and all that. So you move on, you learn from it. As we earlier on stated, that nothing is a failure, only lessons. Yeah. And we should still continue to love, regardless of the people we allowed into our lives who broke our hearts. And just know that you are never the problem. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. What other lesson would you like to add?
Okay, so the other lesson is the way people usually treat you has nothing to do with you.
I like this one.
I talked about this sometime too on my channel about what people think about you. I feel is how they sometimes it's their reflection of what they want to be,
yeah,
or what, however way they want to portray themselves, that is what is making them talk bad about you or whatever perception they have about you.
Yeah,
that is how. So sometimes if people treat you bad or people talk, let me use this word, trash,
mm-hmm.
about you, just know that I just feel that we all have our minds of our own, and we are allowed to think whatever thing that we want to think, and I don't have authority over what you want to think about me. So it's your reflection of who you are, not me.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that some people, when they look at your life, like they want that kind of life, but because they don't have it, they start like talking negative about like how you are, how you look, the color of your skin, your hair, everything. Like they try to make everything seem negative, right? But then they actually want that, right? I think that this is one of the lessons that I learned actually the hard way, because like a friend made me like really look down on myself and all of that, but like I'm glad that I got to the realization that, oh, like, this is me and this is who they are, right? So I should just let them be who they are, right? So, yeah, totally agree with
sometimes that. Very difficult, though, but I think we've come a long way not to learn that that is how people would always be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And I think I'll add another lesson in here, which is to budget. Invest and save as young people. Like, we need to have a budget. We need to have a monthly budget, because sometimes we overspend, and especially in America where we have credit cards and all of that, sometimes you may be tempted to spend more than you earn. So investing, budgeting, and saving is also a very important lesson. And finally, do you want to add one more?
Okay, so finally I'll add that you are responsible for your own happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that happiness is a state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's a state of mind where you shouldn't let your happiness revolve around things that can easily go away, things that you can easily lose. Try and let it be a state of mind. It's up there. So no one can take that from you. Once it's up there, no one can take that from you. You go through situations where people will probably expect you to be always sad and all that, and I tell them that happiness is a state of mind.
Yeah,
you can never take it away from someone.
And I'll like to add to that, like Ninth Bird, there was this lady that went to America. Yes, that the quote that she said, like, you cannot wait until everything is okay to be happy. She actually just I think died recently, like a week or two ago, and like and her family like released these videos of her, and she was so sick, like having cancer, and the cancer spreading through her lungs and everything. You know her life, and you are like, oh my god, like, who is this person? She was still so strong, so happy. It just makes you realize that happiness is indeed a state of mind. Like, you choose to be happy. You are responsible for your own happiness, and you cannot let the circumstances or your situations or even how people treat you, like, you know, be what like defines your happiness, right? Yeah. So this brings us to the end of our 12 lessons we have learned at 25. I hope to invite Jacqueline back here again to Yes, because we loved having her on the show. And to end, I want her to, like, you know, advertise herself to tell us a little bit about what she does before she leaves us.
Okay, so I'm on YouTube as SJS Vlog. I create content about education, entertainment, lifestyle, and living in Ghana. And also, I MC events too. So if you know anyone around who would want someone to MC his or her events, I'm the right person to contact. And yeah, that is and all
she's,
for now.
She's really good at her job. Really good at her job. So definitely contact her. Okay. So guys, thank you so much, Jacqueline, for coming. I appreciate your time and effort and everything. And thank you, lovely listeners, for listening once again. Don't forget to leave your feedback, like, and subscribe. Thank you. Bye.
Hello guys, we hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and give us feedback.
Love you all.
And peace.